and welcome to the VO Help Desk Podcast. My name is David Jacobs, and I'm a voiceover actor. And I started this service and podcast to help other voiceover artists with their nagging technical problems. This could be problems with your performance software, your business software, your computer, or just getting started in the business. So I'm glad you're here for our very first episode, and we'll start where many people start, which is your DAW. But wait, what is a DAW? Digital Audio Workstation. A very fancy word for the software which is going to record your voice for all your voiceovers. There are many choices. So which one do I choose? Which one is best? Well, the answer, as is the answer for many voiceover things, is it depends. It really just depends. There is no one software which is better than the other, which is the one to get. It depends on many, many factors. So let's just run through some of the top ones. These aren't all of the choices, but these are the most popular choices in general. And let's just run through them and see what we have. So much of this will depend on how much money you have. What's your budget? Maybe you have no budget whatsoever. Not a problem. Or maybe you're willing to spend a little bit. At the low end, with no budget whatsoever required, is a software called Audacity. Audacity has been around for many, many, many years. It's quite good, it's very stable, and it will do everything you need to record voiceovers. So this is not a bad place to start if you're just getting started, so you don't put out a lot of money when you're getting a feel for things. Audacity is completely free, always has been, and probably always will be. You just download it from the site and start going. It records your voice. It has all the editing features that you would like. Are they as fancy as some of the others? Not really, but you don't generally need all that. You generally need fairly basic editing, especially when you're getting started. It does a fine job of all of this. It saves in any file type you want, and it even has multi-track recording, which generally you don't use in voiceover unless you're adding background music. Or if you want to also use it to produce a podcast, having multiple tracks is super useful. So Audacity is a very nice choice. If you're willing to spend a little bit more money, there's the software that I use called Twisted Wave. It used to be just a Macintosh software, but they have now come out with a PC version. Now, Twisted Wave used to be one price and you've bought the software. Now they have moved to a subscription model, which many people do. It's just the fact of life these days. So Twisted Wave is $9.99 a month. Or if you pay for the whole year of $99, that works out to $8.32 a month. Save a little bit of money. Now what's interesting about Twisted Wave is every year you keep it, the price actually goes down. So for the very first year, you'll pay $99.90. But in the second year, you'll pay $70.90, or $6.65 a month. And in the third year, you'll pay just $59.90, or $4.99 a month. You see, every year you stay loyal, it goes down and down. Now, if you really, really hate subscriptions, and you just want to pay one time and be done with it, you can do that. For one payment of $99.90, you have unlimited use of that version of the software. But you will not get major upgrades. You may get small incremental ones, but not the major ones you've bought into that particular version. Now, do you need all the major upgrades? Not necessarily. It really depends. But that's one way that you can get a one payment and be done type of deal. But I think the subscription here is really quite nice and quite clever that every year you pay less and less. And $5 a month by the third year is very, very affordable for a very nice piece of software. I really like Twisted Wave. Now, is it tremendously different from Audacity? Not really. It records your voice. It edits your voice. It has effects. It basically does the same thing. It's like a car. Every car has an engine and wheels and a steering wheel, and it'll get you places. But there's always little differences in style. And that's really what you're doing. The user interface. How easy is it to use this software? How intuitive does it feel to you? And some of this is personal. Some people like the feel of Audacity. Some people prefer the feel of Twisted Wave. You really have to try these on for size and just see how they feel to you. I just happen to like the feel of Twisted Wave. It has a few less buttons. It feels a little less cluttered. And there's a few key things, like the way you can scroll through a timeline and zoom, that I think on Twisted Wave are just a little easier and faster. That's just my personal opinion. Some people love Audacity. Now at the top, you've got Adobe Audition. You will hear this software being referenced a lot. And when I first came into the business, I thought, oh, this must be the one to get. This is the one that so many people seem to be using. And I did use it for a little while for that reason. But it's $35.99 a month, by far the most expensive software. Now, it is the most sophisticated piece of software of all of these that I have mentioned. Audition is a full-blown, full-on recording suite. It is multi-track. It can do all kinds of really crazy, cool, great things. Things that the other two can't do at all. I think everyone producing voiceover demos uses Audition to do so. But you're not producing a voiceover demo. You're just recording your voice on a single mono track. Very, very simple. And you don't want to process your audio. There's so much processing in Audition that you can do. But if you don't know precisely what you're doing, and even if you do, most people recommend not processing your audio very much. You don't really want to go in there and manipulate a whole bunch. So what's all that processing power going to do for you in Audition? Not that much, necessarily. Audition is also the most complicated piece of software. It can be very intimidating when you first load it up. It was even to me. I thought, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to deal with this? But the truth is, as a voiceover actor, you're only going to use 10 to 15% of what Audition can do. All those other features you don't need. You're not recording instruments or a band or any of this other stuff. It's just you and your voice. It's really very simple. So again, why pay $36 a month for a piece of software to which you're only going to use 10 to 15% of it? It's my opinion, but I think that's a lot of money for something that you could get much, much less. Now, maybe you just love Audition. You love the interface. You love the way it works. Someone taught you some really cool techniques that you can use with it. That's fine. God bless you. You're free to do whatever you like. Like I said, it doesn't matter. Each of these software will do the job. No problem. People make plenty of money and book plenty of jobs with Audition, Twisted Wave, and Audacity. It doesn't matter. There is no right choice. You use whatever works for you. Part of that is budget and money. How much do you want to spend? And you want to think about this because there are other things that are going to cost you money in this voiceover game. You might want a CRM or customer resource management program. We'll get to that when we talk business software or your accounting software. These things are going to cost a little bit of money. So maybe you want to use Audacity, save that money, and put it toward a CRM. Or maybe not. It just depends on your budget and what your needs are. But you should really think this through. Anytime you can get free software, it's something you really need to think about because there is investment required in all of voiceover. There's investment not just in software, but in training. All that coaching, that costs money. So how much money would you save if you didn't spend $36 a month over a year for Audition that you could put into coaching? And I would say that's money much better spent, especially when you're starting out. And the most important thing is coaching. You've got to be really careful with how you spend your money. There's all kinds of fun hardware you can buy, and it's easy to get real excited, and all cool software. and you want to be the best and have the best, but you can't always afford the best, and you don't always need the best. I'm telling you, free audacity will do everything you need. So try on each of these pieces of software. I believe that they all have free trials, and you can run them for a few days, see how it feels, record some things, edit some things, save the file out, and you'll get an idea pretty quickly how it feels to you, and one of them will just feel more right. It's like trying on clothes. You try on clothes, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you feel like, these feel good to me. These look good on me. I like this. And that's very much how it is picking software, especially these DAWs that all do the same thing. They do it just as well as one another. And there really isn't a great deal of significant advantage to one or the other, especially, again, when you're starting out. If you're more advanced, maybe things change. But I know plenty of very advanced VOs who still use Audacity for free. So that's it. Picking a DAW. It's one of the very first things you do have to do, and it can be a little bit intimidating. You're probably not familiar with this type of software. Maybe you've never run it before. So hopefully my suggestions have been very helpful for you and will get you down the road to making a decision. Now, if you want some custom consultation from me, I offer that. If you go to vohelpdesk.com, that is the page for my services. And you can work with me one-on-one, and we can talk through these DAWs, if you like, and figure out what you're doing. Where are you recording? What are your circumstances? And we can talk through it one-on-one, if you like, to help you get an even better perspective. I can even show you how these DAWs work in real time as we share screens, if you'd like that. I can give you a small little demo. And of course, I can help you with all your other technical needs with regards to voiceover. Microphones, other software for performance, software for business, your computer's acting up, files. How do I save them? Where do I store them? How do I back them up? Are you backing up your stuff? Because you should. Do I need to save the raw WAV file as well as the MP3? Do I even know what a WAV file is versus an MP3? I can tell you. And if you're just getting started. Now, everybody has their how to get started in voiceover thing. And I do too. But it's my perspective, my personal perspective based on my journey. I'll tell you some of the same things that everybody else does because they're basic things. But I may have some insights that are slightly different from the others. I do tend to stress slightly different things, so you might get something more out of it. I will tell you, for instance, the hard truths of voiceover. There are some very hard and difficult truths that you really must come to understand and expect before you really make any move at all. And I don't think people talk about this enough. Before you waste any time, there are certain things you've got to know, and I'm not afraid to tell you. You're not going to want to hear them, probably, but I will tell you, and the more you understand and come to know and expect these things, the better your journey is going to be. So let me know if I can help you with any of your technical issues at vohelpdesk.com. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Keep on listening. We'll cover all kinds of topics. Software topics, technical topics, and stuff based on performance, business, computer, getting started, all the technical topics. We'll try to hit them all as we go through this show. Thanks again for subscribing and listening. If you could tell a friend, if you like this show, get some other people involved. We're brand new. We're just getting going. So tell somebody else if they might like this show. We're going to build this little community together, and it'll be some great fun. Technology doesn't have to be scary or intimidating. Don't worry. I'm here for you. I'll walk you through it. It's not so bad. Thank you very much.